Proclamation number 0652 of 3rd of November, 1938. Prediction. God's judgment. Elements of nature. In hours of greatest need, the Savior has always made himself known, and so the Lord will also appear now, and the power of the Most High will be revealed to all the world. And indeed, the eternal deity will express himself directly. In a few hours, all people on earth will be at the mercy of the elements of nature, and with the voice of thunder the Lord will shake them out of their sleep. And he who is blameless will see the sun rise radiantly in the firmament, and the glory of God will be revealed to him. But the others will be seized by horror. They will try to flee and recognize the same judgment in all directions. And the Lord will still gather those who pray to him in greatest need. To them he will lovingly turn and save them, whereas everything will be destroyed that does not yet grasp the Father's saving hand. Every word of love that he speaks to his own will trigger unspeakable delights, but his voice will resound terribly to those who do not respect him. And everything that served people for pleasure and joy will collapse under this voice. He will smite the mighty, overthrow the high and mighty, and cause the mighty to tremble, who fear nothing in the world. The Lord has proclaimed this time in word and writing. Yet people do not respect his words, and some even feel called upon to alienate his divine word, which was given to people for their salvation, and declare war on it. This battle will take its revenge in such an obvious way on the doubters themselves, and the divine power will crush them. When that time is near, the storms will roar day and night. The stars will go out, and the sun will remain behind the clouds, and the sky will be darkened and fire will fall to the earth, and what gathers in his name will look upon the forces of nature without fear and trembling. But the others will be seized by unbridled terror, and no region will be spared. Panic will break out among the animals, and people will not be able to tame them, for their own fate will keep them in fear and terror. And only the light from the heavens will be able to calm people's minds, and confidence will reign wherever this light shines and proclaims the Lord of heaven and earth. All assistance will be granted to those who hear the word of the Lord and abide by it, for the Lord promises eternal life to those who hear his word and live by it. He will also protect his own in the trouble that comes upon the earth. But you who serve the Lord should then stand firm and not waver, for the Lord has need of you and will give you strength, and if you hear his voice you will rejoice and serve him forever. 3rd of the 11th, 1938, and without ceasing you will be cared for by me, for I know my own and my own know me. They will not deny me but openly confess me before those who threaten them, and thus my love is also always ready for them. But because the adversary will dwell too badly to harm my own, the time of judgment and visitation will only be short-lived, for man is weak and my own shall not suffer any harm to their souls. I will also take care that the adversary can no longer harm those who plead to me in their distress and will strengthen them in a marvelous way. Every call to me will be heard and I will quench every suffering as soon as possible, yet anyone who remains in darkness and rebels against the one who imposes such things on humanity will be devoured by the earth. He will turn to where his soul already lives, in the darkest night in Satan's chains. But then the bright morning will break over all my sheep. I will lead them and they will follow my call. and there will only be one flock and one shepherd. Amen.